Hey!
You are now entering the very world of Milton Jones.
Good evening, I'm Milton Jones. My uncle's always complaining about how much things cost. £1.50 for a cup of tea, £1.50 for a cup of tea. I said, look, you just popped round, I didn't invite you. At Christmas time, I always go up to Manchester, just to go into the Royal Mail depot and see all the postmen going, sorted, sorted, sorted. Wow, what a view from the top of this skyscraper. Well, careful now. I'll just stand on this window ledge. New York, New York, the city that never sleeps.
Shut up, Willie, I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, shut up, Buster, it's the middle of the night.
Sorry, I've slipped. Help, help.
You be quiet.
Sorry, help, help. Is that any better?
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I can't hold on much longer. My life begins to flash before my
What's all this racket?
Sorry, I was just dying. Everyone seems so inconsiderate around here.
Hey, don't worry, kid. I'm an angel. I'll be nice to you. Ah, here we go. So, you were born in September. Ha, huh, a fall baby.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, sorry, already. You were born, yada, 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 yada. Let's see. Milton Jones, capitalist entrepreneur and telecommunications guru. Wow. How did that all start?
When I was a child in Wales and a letter came through the door, I ran and put it in a bowl of water and floated off the stamp.
So, I get it. You collected stamps.
No, envelopes.
Let's see, your mother was Mifanwi and your father was how do you say that?
Redundant. Oh, yeah. A lot of Welsh people are called that. I was fascinated by the whole postal delivery system. First it was envelopes, then small packages, then bigger parcels.
There, the music stopped and Milton's got the parcel. Come on, open it, boy.
But there's no postcode.
Milton, you're allowed to take the wrapping off. You'll get a prize.
Oh, yes!
What is it, son?
2 sheets of A3 brown paper, 3 lengths of string and 7 strips of scotch tape. Excellent. Does anyone want this action, man?
But you did have some toys, huh? Your most treasured possession was a Monopoly set.
Yes, and it was the only Monopoly set in the village, and I didn't let anyone else play with it. But then one day, times got so hard that we had to eat it.
Pardon me?
Most of the family choked to death on the cards and the pieces. Dad managed to swallow the board and last a few days, but when it came to it, he just couldn't pass go.
But, you were used to eating inanimate objects.
Yes, ever since that mix-up at school with the dinner money.
Hey, I still think you were crazy to eat one of the cards.
Look, it was a chance I had to take.
And later that month, you won second prize in a beauty contest.
Yes, and every night I dreamt of marrying the girl who won first prize, and then going to live in London.
I don't think it would have worked out, kid. Milton, of all the places we could have lived in London, why did it have to be the old Kent Road?
I have plans, Gwen.
But I don't want to run a little bed and breakfast.
No, Gwen, I want a hotel. A big red hotel with no doors or windows.
Oh.
Tomorrow I'm going to a meeting about buying Whitechapel Road.
All of it? I wish you'd told me about this meeting before. It takes me ages to get your shirts ready using that tiny little iron.
This is just the beginning, Gwen. One day I'm going to put a hotel on Mayfair.
But there are already lots of hotels in Mayfair. I worry about you, Milton, really. Real estate's a tough business. Perhaps you're in the wrong game.
I know what you mean. The other day I found a piece of lead piping in the billiard room.
No, look, just get some sleep, will you? This is real life, not a game.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Aha!
What is it?
There's a giant silver dog in the front garden.
Okay, sugar, so when you arrived in London for real, it must have been a bit of a shock.
Yes, it was harsh and dirty, and everyone was out to get each other.
Mind the gap. Mind the gap.
Ah, help! I've fallen into the gap!
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
You'd come to London to seek your fortune, and you were offered a job in a communications and finance company. How did that happen?
It turns out the company was owned by my great uncle from America, Dow Jones.
So, yeah, you had a pretty good relationship with him, right?
Well, it fluctuated. I didn't want to take on something menial and boring, but then I was made an offer I couldn't refuse. A job in the post room. On my first day, I fully expected to be initiated into the work experience by being asked to do something that was impossible, like buy skyhooks or something. Sure enough, they sent me to get an air ambulance. Well, I played them at their own game, and after a while, I came back with a bicycle pump and said I hadn't been able to inflate it. You should have seen their faces, especially that bloke on the stretcher.
Would you believe this? Your uncle promotes you to the board, and you get your own luxury offices. Way to go, Milton.
Third floor, turn left at the vending machine.
Okay. You also get your very own personal assistant.
Morning, Jane. Sorry I'm late. Fell down the gap again. Now, where's my diary?
On your desk, sir, beside your HB pencil, heavy-duty stapler, and your embossed letterhead executive pad.
Fantastic. You always keep everything so tidy, don't you? Files organized alphabetically, coffee always on the boil. I notice even the pages of my diary are in chronological order.
Actually, your 3 o'clock will be here in a minute.
Really? What's the time?
2:59.
Why didn't you tell me?
There was an internal memo.
And I ate it. Is that not what it means?
Milton, you must stop eating things.
Well, at least I saved the envelope, a lovely white Basildon 3x6 with gummed seal.
Yes. Yes. You mean you love stationery as well?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Milton, you don't know how wonderful it is to find someone else who loves stationery as I do. It's my one vice. Do you know, sometimes I steal some from home and bring it to work. Oh, that'll be Mr. Toshiko from Japan. He's lovely, actually. We've made a bid for a huge contract with his firm, so just remember your cultural etiquette and you'll be fine. Oh, hello, Mr. Toshiko. This is Milton Jones, head of public relations.
Ah, so you've come to sign the surrender, have you?
What? Oh, ha-ha-ha-ha. Not quite, Mr. Jones. This is just a courtesy call.
Curtsy, eh? I thought it would be some kind of bow. There we are.
If we could just get on, Mr. Jones. Now, we very much hope that you will be able to start the contract by the end of the month.
End of the month? No problem. End of the week? Now, that would be suicide. You know, like one of those little chaps in the planes. What do they call them? Oh, yes, karaoke pilots.
Milton, karaoke is singing in time to a backing track.
Goodness, what would you want to sing along to in that situation? I Missed Again by Phil Collins? Mind you, if you were singing anything by Phil Collins, you'd probably want to commit suicide.
Perhaps the contract is not going to the right company.
Ha! Before you impale me on your ceremonial sword, huh? It only seems fair to tell you that I know the Welsh martial art of Llandaff, where you baffle your opponent by shouting different Welsh place names while gradually covering them in saliva.
I think I will leave now.
Festiniog. Llandovry. Pembroke.
Sorry, Mr. Toshiko, I'll get you a tissue. You Brits have no idea how to get on in business. It's all about communication and being nice to people.
Aha, well, I think you'll find we invented the computer helpline.
No way.
Ah, yes, way back in the 1920s.
Hello, Chelsea 3.
Is that the football scoreline?
No, that's the phone number, Chelsea 3. Britain's first information technology helpline.
Splendid. You see, I think my new telephone isn't working.
Then how did you call me?
Oh, I see. How terribly clever. It must be working again. Thank you.
Hello, Chelsea 3.
Oh, the football scoreline. I wanted the technology helpline.
No, that's me.
Oh, good, because my new Wellingtons are leaking.
Have you tried rebooting?
Hold on a minute. Quite right, I had them on upside down.
Hello, Chelsea 4.
Hurrah, they've scored.
No, I'm just on the other line.
Oh. Anyway, I wonder if you could help. My laptop's crashed.
I'm sorry?
The tray I put on my lap to eat my supper off has fallen on the ground.
Have you tried picking it up?
Excellent, thank you so much.
Then one day you're in the office. As usual, Jane is seeing to your every whim.
Milton, would you like a refill?
No, thanks. My pen's still got plenty of ink left. I'd love a coffee, though. Jane, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Oh, yes?
I've been thinking, perhaps we should tie the knot.
Do you really think so, Milton?
Yes, I don't want to trip over my laces again.
Fine.
And another thing, I'm thinking of starting up my own firm.
But why would you leave the safety and security of this firm?
Well, I've been asked to.
So, she left the company to go with you?
Yes.
She joined you in all sorts of money-making schemes.
We'd wait at traffic lights with buckets and sponges. Then, when the traffic stopped, we'd sell them to motorists to throw at those annoying people who try and wipe your windscreens. We also sold lengths of wire that you could suddenly pull across a pavement when someone came along on a micro-scooter.
And in the end, you were so desperate, you even took a job with your niece, Ruby.
Yes. She worked in a shoe repair shop for pop stars. They could be incredibly demanding. They were always bringing stuff back. Gosh, Ruby, look at that queue. We'd better open up.
Okay, Milton.
Right. Who's first?
It's Spandau Ballet.
Right. What's that flapping noise?
This is the sound of my soul.
Well, I can fix that.
And all the village people are here. They want to know if we've got these ones.
I'll just look. Now, who else is waiting to be served?
I'm still waiting.
Okay, Miss Ross, be with you in just 1 minute.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Ah, yes, Mr. Jagger. Have you actually tried any shoes on?
I tried.
I see.
I tried.
And you don't like anything? Well, let me see if we've got the colour you like.
Black.
No.
Red.
No.
Yellow.
Gold.
Yes, thank you, Spandau.
Better come back maybe next week.
Yes, I think so.
Goodbye, Mr. Jagger.
Goodbye, Ruby.
When will we see you then?
Tuesday.
Yeah, sorry about that, Diana.
Oh, Marvin Gaye's here.
Ah, here we are, Marvin. I've repaired your shoe.
Let's get it on.
And how does that make you feel? Right, do they need anything else? After that, we tried actually employing rock stars in the shop.
Did that work?
Not really. Run DMC kept shouting at the customers. Although Alice Cooper came up with an advertising slogan for our healthy footwear range.
What was that?
Skulls out for summer.
Hey!
Business and technology was a lot easier in the old days.
Technology headplane.
I'm having a problem with my sheep. They just don't seem to get pregnant.
Common problem. You need more RAM.
Right. Much obliged.
You even managed to get a job at the stock exchange.
Yes, in the trading pit. It's governed by arcane rules and traditions. The guys in the yellow coats are options traders.
Buy at 34, then trade down.
And the people in the orange coats are bond traders.
I need a price on Tokyo.
And the guys in the red coats, well, they just keep everyone entertained.
Come on, everybody. Who's got the nobbliest knees? Everybody in the Nasdaq desk soon. Woo-hoo!
You actually managed to make a little money, and you knew exactly what you wanted to do with it.
Jane, I bought you some flowers.
Oh, Milton, you shouldn't have.
Yes, there's plain, self-raising and wholemeal. We're going to start our own baking business.
You decide to put all your money into cupcakes, but suffer when you underestimate the demand for pancakes. Then you were hit by Black Monday.
No, Shrove Tuesday.
But then out of the blue, your Uncle Dal contacts you about a scheme whereby you could go and work on Wall Street. And a dealer from Wall Street could come and do your job.
Yes, it was an exchange.
But you were swapping jobs with a woman.
Yes, apparently the time was right for a sex change at the exchange. For a change.
Hey, come on, you can't just work in the States like that. You had to have a green card.
Yes, I had Bond Street and Oxford Street. I'd eaten Regent Street.
So you had to get some money and get across the Atlantic. You came up with a scheme that would do both.
Oh, Milton, our very own tiny post office. How marvellous.
Actually, it's not quite a proper post office. It's a sub-post office.
Oh, that's all right.
Up, periscope.
Is there the demand under the sea?
Uh-oh.
What is it?
A convoy of paddle boats. Pensioners.
It is pension day.
Take us down to 50 fathoms. Close the hatches. Dive, dive. Oh, no. One of them's made it down here.
Hang on. It's Morse code. SOS. Run. Out of. O. X.
Oxtail soup.
Oxygen. Let them in.
Not so fast, Jane. If we can bluff this one out to 12 o'clock, it's half day closing.
Oh, no, let them in.
Oh, very well. Diving hatch number two, please.
Oh, thank you. I thought I was a goner then. Can I have 2 second-class stamps, please?
Certainly, sir.
You see, I'm sending my granddaughter a birthday card. She lives in California, you know.
Really? Well, you're almost halfway there.
What?
Nothing. There are your stamps.
Oh, thank you. Oh, how embarrassing. After all that exercise, do you know, I don't quite have the spittle to lick them.
Yuck.
Do you have something that could wet the stamps?
Certainly. Just stand over there, please.
Righty-ho.
Hey! So, you finally make it stateside. America, land of the free, where people from every culture in the world find their home.
And you know, by chance, when I arrived in New York, it was St. David's Day. And there was a parade for all those proud Welsh Americans.
So let me get this straight. Your great-uncle Dow took part in the Great Gold Rush, but he fell down a mine shaft and was found soon after by some Native Americans.
Yes, they named him Dances with Difficulty.
But during his time in the States, he set up the Pony Express, the first American postal service.
No, it was a way of sending ponies through the mail.
And he died without a penny to his name.
But quite a lot of ponies. After Pony Express, he set up Pizza Express.
Don't tell me it was a way of sending pizzas through the post.
No, it was a restaurant and a good way of getting rid of the ponies.
So it turns out you are your great-uncle Dow's last surviving relative. He'd gotten incredibly wealthy, yet lived all alone in a big old mansion. You went to see him.
Milton, is that you? Come into the light where I can see you. Shocking, isn't it? The long hair and the uncut fingernails.
Yes, I'm sorry. I've let myself go, rather.
You know, this room is hermetically sealed. I breathe pure oxygen, and all surfaces are constantly wiped with disinfectant. But look at you. Look at you with your smart business suit and your white hanky with green polka dots.
What green?
But look at me, Milton. Just look at me.
I know. Here you are in your mansion with your statues and your art treasures, and with more money than you know what to do with. But you don't have love.
No, no, look at me. I can make the top of my thumb disappear. Here, there.
Look, Uncle, I brought you some flowers. They're roses.
No, watch the thorns on the oxygen tent. They have germs.
Nonsense, and they taste lovely. Would you like to try some?
Milton, they'll kill me.
Nonsense. Just eat the petals, not the rosebud.
Rosebud?
Uncle! Uncle!
So your uncle dies and leaves you enough money to set up a new company called Miltonet. Ah, it's beginning to make sense now. You set up as an email provider.
A what?
You were one of those internet startup companies.
No.
Well, what did Miltonet sell?
Netting.
Netting?
You know, fishing, basketball hoops, trampolines.
What made you come up with that idea?
I took a business plan to an accountant, and he said he could see a lot of holes in it.
But investors assumed it was an internet company, and your shares rocketed on the stock market. I can't believe the American people were so gullible.
Oh, yes. 87% of all Americans believe anything you tell them.
Is that true? Get out of here. And so, Milton Jones, you became rich.
I love America.
Spend, spend, spend.
Going once, going twice for $265,000. Sold to Mr. Jones, the Mauritius Tuppenny Blue, the rarest stamp in the world.
Excellent. Just get rid of this. What an amazing envelope. Here we are, Jane. the Waldorf Hilton, New York.
Valet parking, sir.
Very well. Park it in the Ronda. And keep the change. Champagne on the house, dinner on the garden, and pudding on the sky. I'm glad I bought this lovely picture tray.
But things begin to climax when an old friend makes you the subject of a takeover bid.
Mr. Jones, how nice to see you again.
Mr. Tashiko.
I would very much like to buy your netting company.
May one ask why?
I have a number of offshore interests.
Well, like fishing.
He means, investment bonds and unit trusts.
No, actually, I mean fishing. I want to use your nets to catch dolphins.
Splendid. You could even keep the Milton Net slogan, success is only a click away.
Obviously, the price would have to be right. I was thinking in the region of, let me write it down.
Oh, 2 pints of semi-skimmed.
No, the other side.
Wow. Well, let me write down what I think our company's worth.
Sorry, I too must have the wrong side. It says, 2 large roll of bubble wrap.
No, I really love bubble wrap.
Well, perhaps we should all sleep on it.
I think it could be very noisy.
So, the next day, you take Jane out for a special dinner.
Jane, I hope you don't mind me inviting you out for a slap-up meal.
Oh, not at all.
After all, we could be on the verge of being billionaires. I thought it merited some sort of celebration.
Can I take your order now, sir?
Yes, 2 medium fries and a banana milkshake. With 2 straws, please.
Oh, Milton, that is nice.
Is that all?
Yes, I think so. Actually, Jane, do you want something to drink as well?
No, thanks.
There you go.
Thanks.
Who's next? All right, already.
Jane, I want to ask you something a bit special. We've been working very hard together recently.
Yes.
Haven't even had time to stop and buy any new underwear. Jane, I want you to be my Y-front purchaser.
Oh, yes, of course.
What I'm trying to say, Jane, is, shall we take the plunge?
Milton, what do you mean?
I mean, go ahead. Start your chips.
Oh.
But before I forget, now seems as good a time as any to give you this.
What is it?
I want to give you a ring.
Oh, Milton, I don't know what to say.
Just wanted to check your mobile's working.
I can't take this anymore. Do what you like with the company. I can't believe anyone could be so cruel and insensitive. I'm going to finish it all.
Jane, come back. Your portion of chips. You said you were going to finish it all.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I know, her CV says 40 words a minute, but that was a lot more than that.
No, you klutz. The girl's in love with you.
Me? Why didn't she say?
You need help.
Technology helpline.
There's something wrong with my trousers. They don't seem to go at all well with my raincoat.
May I ask where you purchased them?
Isaac Burton Menswear.
Ah, I see your problem. Those are IBM trousers. I'm afraid they're not Mac compatible.
Not that kind of help. Anyway, you go after Jane. By this time, she's climbed to the top of the building.
Jane, it's all right. We can split the bill for the chips.
Little Jones!
Tashiko, it's you. So, you attack riding in an ancient glass bubble with 3 rotating samurai swords.
Jones, it's just a helicopter.
So, we must do mortal combat.
What are you doing? Why are you stripping down to your pants?
So that we may wrestle in the way of your country. Here, take that.
Ouch! What was that? Cold fish?
Sushi wrestling.
I have a warrant here for your arrest.
That's cheating.
I'm with the FBI. The day before yesterday, you accepted a bribe to sell your company. That's a federal offense. At this very moment, my men are throwing your stock into the street.
Of course. The envelope that arrived by courier. A large manila, self-sealed padded. It was more temptation than I could bear.
What did you do with the money?
There was money in it.
You're going down, Mr. Jones.
I saw that girl on that window ledge.
Jane, don't jump! Please, just let me talk to her.
You are under arrest.
Here, take this card.
Get out of jail free.
You go after Jane, lose your footing, and thank you, good night. Alrighty, now, I've just got time before the end to show you a couple of tapes from other people's lives where things went wrong. Here's one set in the school.
All right, Harris, you've done absolutely nothing in woodwork class all term. And if you don't buck your ideas up, I'm definitely going to fail you.
Yes, sir. There we are, sir. Finished.
Very good, Harris. Now, just let me out of this box and I'll tell everyone who passed the exam.
Here's one set in Chicago in the Roaring Twenties.
I'd just like to thank Nick the Greek for inviting all the heads of the families to this lovely meal.
Bravo!
It's my pleasure, gentlemen.
Wait! The food! It's poisoned!
Yeah, of course. That was the St. Valentine's Day moussaka.
And here's another one set in the criminal world of the 1920s, but in England.
Hello, Chelsea 3.
Hello. Yeah, I've burgled this house, but I can't get back out through the front door.
Have you tried exiting windows?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, man.
That's it. We've got to the end of your life. The end. I'm out of here. Ciao, Milton.
All alone. The trouble with watching television is that you can get very jealous. You think, that bloke's better looking than me. He's got a better car than me. And he's got a cat called Jess. You know, when you're a pirate and you work mainly canals, annoying, isn't it? Especially when you try and make one of your enemies walk the plank and they just run off down the towpath. I can see Jane up there. No, don't jump. It's too late. I'm sorry. Hey, what happened? Jane!
Milton!
Ooh, what's all this netting?
They were throwing our nets into the street! It's acting like a giant trampoline!
Jane, will you marry me?
I'm not sure! I'm on the rebound!
Jane, I've just had some good news. Just before I came here, I received a bank error in my favour. £200.
In sterling?
Yes.
Oh, Milton.
Now, all one of us has to do is to go to Scotland and get it.
Now, Milton, come on!
That was The Very World of Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones. It also starred Alexander Armstrong and Melanie Hudson. The show is written by Milton Jones with Dan Evans, Mike Haskins, Mark Evans and James Barkman, Colin Guthrie and Sean Pye. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.